Second. This is a book discussion of Inside Out and Back Again by Thaihan Lei. The group members are
Valeria,
Ginga,
Becca,
Emily.
The first question is
on page 143. When the author wrote on one side of the bright, noisy room, light skin, other side, dark skin. Did it make you think that the schools were separated or that the kids just chose to sit there due to one half of them being light skin and one half of them being dark skin sitting on separate sides?
I think they did it like that because maybe there were like stereotypes and like the school was kind of almost divided. My question is, what do you notice about Ha's personality changing in the book?
Ha's? I noticed that, like, she started, like, off being, like, a normal girl in Vietnam, and then she started losing her confidence when she got to America, and... But after she like went through like rough times, she must have not many people go through what she did.
Okay, my question was, why do you think Ha would choose wartime in Saigon over peacetime in Alabama on page 195?
I think she chose wartime in Saigon over peacetime in America because she grew up in Vietnam, and so she's like really used to the surroundings around her, and she grew up with it, and it's her childhood, so she feels really like sad that she had to leave and stuff. So even if there was like a war, she would still go back to Vietnam.
My other question is on page 152. What do you think about Ha and Brother Vu getting mad about the Americans making fun of them?
I think it's good that they're like mad that people are like making fun of them, because if they didn't care, I think it would get much worse.
I agree with that, cause, like, if they got involved, it would probably, like, cause more trouble.
My question is, why won't Ha find out more about her dad?
Why won't she find out more?
Yeah, because I think she doesn't really, like, ask a bunch of questions about her dad and stuff.
I think because... she just doesn't want the idea to hurt her like it hurts her mother.
I think that if she like asked her mom about her mother would be like hurt to like, tell her about her own father. What do you think Ha means by them flying when it was like mentioned at the end of the book?
I think what she means is that she wants to get better with her English and like get better as a person, and so she wants to like I guess improve on the way.
Yeah, I agree with her.
My other question is, what happens if Ha's family stays at home during the war instead of leaving?
They probably would have died.
I agree with Becca.
I agree too.
I have a question. On page 193, in this part, what do you think the Americans are doing, and how do you think Ha and her family feels?
I think the Americans don't really know how to react because they're like two totally different places from each other, so there's a bunch of differences, and I guess it's hard for them to like relate to each other.
question. My question was, why do you think the butcher wouldn't help them or like attend them on page 217?
I think it's because he didn't understand what they were saying, because they moved to America, so they didn't know English that well, so he probably didn't like understand them and was confused.
Yeah, that, or maybe he just was racist against them and just refused to try to understand them or serve them.
My question is, what are some of the subjects in the book? What are some of the subjects in the book?
Immigration, family, friends, hope.
Question. Okay, on page 260, if you could change the ending, how would you end it?
If I could change the ending, I'd probably have, like, it tell more about how Ha and her family ended up. Like, if they bought a house, if, like, the mom got a job, if, like, Ha had, like, was successful in her education.
I agree. I think I would also do that and, like, talk about how Ha's future improved along the way, possibly.
I would agree with that, and, like, I would, like, read more about, like, how she went in school and how she did in all her classes.
What are some symbols in the book? I feel like that the way the book was set up, the poetry in the book, it like really connects to you more, I feel like, and like with a normal written book, I don't think you would be able to connect as much.
Yeah, I agree, because like just like how the wording is and how it's set up kind of makes you understand it more if it was just like a regular full page book.
Was the character able to assimilate without losing his or her native culture? Why or why not?
I think, yeah, she was able to, because she still didn't eat all the American food because she was, like, used to her culture, and, like, she did try to fit in by changing her clothes, but I feel like some things you kind of have to change about yourself to fit in, but some things you can just keep to yourself in order to keep your native culture. Overall, how did you guys like the book?
I really liked it, but I just didn't like the ending because I feel like the author could have described more on what will happen to Ha and her family.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Did you guys like the format of the book? Do you think it went like quicker?
Yeah. I think it went quicker. I was like able to understand the book more.
Did you, when you were reading this book, did you have any connections or relations?
I connected because when I moved to America, I didn't know like English, and so it was really hard for me to get used to everything and stuff. So I had to like take extra classes, and sometimes it was like embarrassing for me because I wouldn't know how to say some words.
Where did you come from?
I was born in Poland, and then we had to move to America because there was like Russian communism that was like around.
So this immigration unit you could relate to a lot. Does anyone else have any questions?
No.
What would have you would have like? What would you have done if like your it was your sister being bullied?
If it was my sister being bullied, I probably would have just gave her some advice, and if the problem like kept going, I'd probably go up to like the people that are bullying her and with my sister and like try to like confront them. Anyone else?
If my sibling was getting bullied and like if it kept escalating, I think I would tell my parents and see what they say, and then if nothing happens, then I'll probably like also confront the bullies and tell them to like not do that kind of stuff to other people. On what page did you notice a culture of stress in the book?
When she doesn't know like how to pronounce the people make fun of her when she tries to. Also when the pink boy was making fun of her and she ran home screaming.
How would you feel if you were Ha?
If I was Ha, I'd probably be really stressed out, and it would just be really hard to go through the things she did and not like having to leave everything behind and not knowing where her father is. That'd be something really hard to carry on your shoulders.
I agree. I would also get like really stressed out, and I would probably give up sometimes, but I would probably keep going.
I agree that it would be stressful because learning a new language is hard.
Do you think the title represents the book good? Or would you change it if you could?
Oh. I think the title is saying that she's like, she was born in Vietnam, but she had to go to America, but she still like really wants to go back to Vietnam, so it's like Inside Out and Back Again. And I don't think I would change the title because I think it really connects to the story.
When I see the title Inside Out and Back Again, I kind of like picture it as like if her life is turning inside out and like back again, like kind of just like her life turning over and over again.
Okay, so wrap up your final question, and then kind of you're the leader, so ask everyone those five questions. Just go around in a group, okay?
So stop this.
No, it can keep recording.
Did you come prepared, having read the book and prepared questions?
I read the book and prepared some sticky note questions.
Yeah, I did.
I also read the book. When did you use the book for evidence?
In most of my questions, because I had to write page numbers down, so I had to use the book to show what I wrote made sense.
When we had to do this sheet, we had to write down text evidence.
I also did that for the bookmark sheet. When did you show appreciation for ideas from your group? I feel like right now we're like listening to each other and like our questions and stuff. So I feel like that's appreciating like ideas and stuff.
I think when we asked questions that weren't necessarily on a paper, like we kind of just made it up on our own, that showed appreciation for ideas.
When did you invite others to contribute or ask for their view on a question? The person sitting next to me, I would kind of like bother them and ask them like if all these questions were like good and like what they thought about the questions. Say one way the group helped you understand the book or imagination better.
It helped me understand the book better because everyone has a different perspective on things, so it made me think about stuff like in a different way to help me understand the book better.
I also agree with that. It made me see the book in a whole new perspective.